Sometimes I feel like I don't have a partner. Sometimes I feel like my only friend is the city I live in. It's beautiful, Austin. Long as I live here, believe I'm gonna fly. Hey, it is episode 4 of What is TWS Podcast. This is your boy Jay Flan. I am solo today. as you can hear, I'm a little under the weather. So we won't be recording a regular episode, and I didn't want to invite Rich over to get any of my germs. What we will do today instead is play some audio from one of the many episode ones we recorded before the actual episode one. This one is one of our conversations with the ladies, Tammy and Renee, and we had a nice, interesting conversation about celebrity spouses. So before we get into that, I will do what you're sipping, and today I am sipping Theraflu. I think the recipe for this is you put the packet in the mug, and then you put the hot water in the mug, and you mix it up. There we go. It's delicious. You should try it. Okay. So, and then also, I think what I want to say is shout out to Simone Shepherd. Hold your head. You know, hate is gonna hate. It is what it is, but you're still beautiful. So with that said, let's go ahead and get into this episode.
TWS, first official, got the ladies here with us, Tammy and Renee. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Tammy.
I'm Renee.
Done.
Short, sweet, to the point. That's how we like it here at TWS. So today we got a few topics that we're going to try to go over. Let's get this started. Mm-hmm. Number one, you guys are ready?
Ready.
So we're out to.
Are you really ready?
I'm really ready.
We're out to dinner like a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and stumbled across the topic, celebrity spouses. If you were to be single, not be single, circumstances really don't matter. Who would your celebrity spouse be? So the challenge: pick 5 people and at least one legitimate reason, one bullet point, for having this person. So we're going to do a little round table real quick, see what everybody comes up with. So this should be pretty interesting. Here we go, the celebrity spouses, a.k.a. Don't Get Smacked Challenge. Let's
go. If I don't get smacked, something is going horribly wrong. That's the plan for the night.
It's horribly wrong?
Horribly wrong.
That's how you want to do this right now?
So he's challenging you to assist in the smacking. So he's making sure that he goes for the smack.
I can go for the smack too. I got some people on my list.
TWS does not promote domestic violence of any kind?
Not at all.
I promote domestic violence. I believe it's tantamount. I mean, it's important to a good relationship. Every once in a while, you gotta get some of that
down
physical
and dirty
stress out. You know, you gotta get it out.
Well,
I'm saying don't leave a mark. That's all I'm saying.
Don't leave a mark.
All right, so we're gonna go guy, girl. Jared, Tammy, Richard, Renee.
I get to go first.
Yes, sir.
Ladies, smack me, holly up, pretty much.
So I'm going to go with my MVP then on my list. And I think Rich and I had this one in common, so I'm sorry. I might steal this one. But Jill Scott, number one on a celebrity spouse.
I had to agree. Jilly from Philly.
You know what? I can't be mad about that one.
Me either. I respect her.
I respect her. Would you marry her?
You know, girl crush. Hey.
Number one, because she is voluptuous.
Yeah, it's got she those curves. Respect the curves.
Have you seen the
number
nigga,
two,
the
she is natural.
I haven't seen it.
And number three, she would like write you a poem to go to sleep. And then you could like
my
that
my thing is
she
one
writes a poem.
See how they not even respecting and, my authority?
Oh. I mean,
that's your wife.
I mean, we just love her.
Do you
we
even
love
need a bullet
guy.
Point at this point?
At this point, no, she explained it's all of your reasons.
I gave the reasons.
They didn't. You didn't touch on my reasons though.
Okay, well your reasons.
Touch on my reasons. Is one, Jill Scott may be the biggest freak in R&B right now. You listen to them songs.
No, yeah, like
Jill.
Okay, I have a
Crown Royal on Ice.
But a Crown
yeah.
Royal on Ice,
yeah,
exactly.
Serious.
And number two, then in the morning she talking about I get you grits and chicken wings or whatever. You know what can I do for you? So Jill sounds like the ideal spouse, and not because she can sing, that's awesome. Not because she's down to earth, the voluptuousness works, but she's a freak. And we'll feed you in the morning. That's beautiful.
I'm gonna call a foul on you.
How you gonna call a foul? Because
I remember back when we was living in Maryland, I was playing Sleep from Philly, that Crown Royal album. So I was playing it left and right. Hold on. I was playing it left and right. And every time I played it, you like, I don't like this.
Because you but know.
But after you played it, did you get them chicken and waffles?
No.
See, that's what it is. That was
but
the,
you know there was the circumstances around element. Why I didn't like that song
chicken and waffles
at that particular time.
You didn't like her in general, her at album, because you were saying that she was too sexual. Right. So
because
are
of
you,
things that were going on in our relationship so, at that time, and don't want me to go there with that.
So is the argument that you think he's lying at this point? He's just putting anybody.
I'm
on
just trying
now.
To figure out why he didn't like her back then. Versus
you know
now.
Why I didn't like her back then? You know, because there was things going on between us at that time, and that all that. Yeah.
All right, Truce.
Thank you. All right, appreciate it. Jill Scott. All right,
so
MVP.
Tammy, who's your number one? Or I don't know. What was that? Your all star? Ace in the hole?
She would be number one. Like if everybody else is, if Jill isn't available. If Jill is not available, then I gotta move down.
Okay, well we can pull
no
out our mutual one.
No disrespect to the
one.
Other ladies. On
okay,
the
that's
pull
cool.
out our mutual
okay.
one. They not have a mutual one.
Yeah.
We'll pull a little vampire out, Jazz.
Pharrell Williams.
Pharrell Williams is
Pharrell
a vampire?
Williams.
He's
a
gotta
vampire.
Be.
What?
Because
he got those good jeans.
How you ain't
like,
aged in 20 years?
I got them same jeans in the closet.
No. Never.
You don't have them same jeans in the closet.
He got them same denims. He probably
no.
got his from H&M too.
Pharrell Williams is multi-talented.
Multi-talented.
I mean, outside of his physical appearance and physique and all.
And he's
say,
a Virgo.
Oh,
I respect
Virgos.
Pharrell.
Hello.
Yes, we're both Virgos.
I respect
yes.
Pharrell for what he's done for multiple industries.
NERD.
And the everything he's brung to this world. His music is incredible. His clothing lines are incredible. As a person, he's incredible. But I will say this. So Pharrell has not aged since 1983.
Something wrong.
No. Either he's a vampire...
He's
Michael
or
Jack's
shit,
cousin, or he found the fountain of youth, and it's over there in Tokyo somewhere, and he's not trying to tell nobody. But
would you tell anybody?
He doesn't drink. He doesn't do
he
drugs.
Drink, he drinks something.
He does not
elixir.
Drink. He does not do drugs. He probably
elixir. Listen,
he probably drinks
that
tea.
I'm sipping that tea.
Like, would you tell somebody if you found a fountain of youth? Would you tell somebody?
I'll tell somebody.
Keep it to yourself.
I don't know. We get some, come on,
he
I can't.
Got it from his ancestors. This is a family tradition.
Yeah, listen.
I don't know if I, when I find that picture,
Don't be mad because I found him in Miami.
When I find
and
that picture.
And got a picture with him. And he was all like, hey, girl.
Ooh, child.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Don't be mad.
So that was a double up. I'm going to go for the next one since Jared threw out Julie from Philly first round.
Mm-hmm.
I pick.
Oh God! Drum roll. Yeah.
Come on, with it, Rick.
This is a good pick. I thought hard about this. I have a valid reason for this one.
Spit it out.
Emma Watson.
Huh.
He brings out the white girl early. Okay.
Emma Watson.
Early.
Everybody loves Hermione.
Now.
Early.
Let's go into the reasoning why. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Go for it.
I have one singular, very valid reason for picking Hermione. I'm a daily glasses wearer. The minute one of them break, Oculus Reparo. Boom. That's it.
So I see now that this is about to be a list of just please do not come for me situations.
Yeah.
I can see,
no,
I can see
no,
that.
I got a good list. I got a good list.
Okay.
I got a good list. I got more.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Great.
Emma Watson is
Emma
cute,
Watson.
Though. She's cute.
I mean, you know.
She's a nice person.
She's an attractive white girl, I suppose. In a way, kind of, sort of.
Way.
I mean, as she grew up, I mean, not in
if I'm picturing
Harry
the right
Potter.
Person. Harry Potter. Yeah, the Harry Potter. Okay.
But I mean, you know, in the Burberry ads, I guess so.
I like her in, what was that movie? The End of Days thing, a little comedy joint when she came crashing through the door with the axe.
Oh.
That was a little more hardcore Emma Watson.
That was,
so she do have a bad
James
girl
Franco
side
and them.
That helps.
Who's your number two, Renee?
Let's pull out this list, shall we?
Here you go.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, well, my number two, if we're going to number two, I guess now, will have to be Kevin Hart.
Okay.
Kevin Hart, not only hilarious, businessman, you know, he's definitely venturing out into some new things, so, you know, venturing it's pretty out. Cool. Mm-hmm. Got his own shoe line, you know, and movies, he got a lot going for him. Pretty cool.
Okay, I can get with that.
Yeah. What y'all got? He's a well-known Mitch. We'll take it. Yeah, whatever.
A well-known Mitch.
I mean, like self-proclaimed
Mitch. I mean, I'm a fan of Hustle Hart, and I do like his shoe line.
Rich, take it easy. I'm hating.
I mean, I can't hate on him. I mean, you guys are always gonna see eye to eye. So it is what it is. Sometimes you got to be on the same level with people. So hey. I understand. Just don't throw no wedges on. You good.
It's okay. It's my nickname picks anyway.
What you got for number two, Jared?
Number two. Let's see where I'm at. I got to go with Tessa Thompson. Tessa Thompson is my number two.
I don't know who that is.
I don't either. Do I need to pull out the Google? Well,
you might need to pull out the Google on Tessa Siri? Thompson. Creed.
Tessa Thompson. Oh. Tessa
Thompson. From Creed.
Creed.
She had the hearing aid. Okay.
She got the neo soul-y
vibe. So,
and she was in Selma. She was in Selma. She was in Dear White People.
Dear White. I was about to say, wasn't she in another?
So she got that. Okay. She does these, like, you know, not.
And she got this like real feminist vibe, That's all I can
she
really
stand up for herself. But at the same time, she got that good neo soul.
Sorry, but the if got, we had the actual face? Video footage of Tammy's face right now, she looked up at you like, what?
Tessa Thompson. Okay. She'd go get a cheesesteak with you, you know.
Is she from Philly?
I don't know. I don't care.
So how do you know she get a cheesesteak?
Because that's what she liked did it in the movie.
It was a movie.
I don't know the girl. I can only go off these roles and things like that. This is not. We already in the realm of fantasy. We talking about celebrity spouses. Y'all ain't marrying for real no time soon, so I can go have a cheesesteak with Tessa Thompson. Okay? All right,
fine.
Hey, I had to pull out the Siri on her though. I was just number like, two pick.
Right. Yes, just right. So you know, I'm not like shallow like that. I dug into this. I went and I looked
and
for
you
specific
investigated these
attributes.
There we go.
When I seeked out
what attributes?
The movie roles that they played in.
The movie roles that she played in.
He correlated those, like, not the specific woman that but the role she played.
Because the roles she picks says something about
so
who
if she
is.
If her next role was to be a killer, it would be like, man, she go
that
hard.
She got that little bit of spice.
That
in
edge.
She's not just, you know, purely, you know, neo soul. But I do love some neo soul. I do love some neo soul.
Was that
you
her for real singing chicks. And stuff?
I doubt it. But yeah, if that's in there, like if that's,
I wouldn't be surprised if that was actually her.
That's a plus.
All right, so Tammy, illustrious number two.
Tessa number Thompson. You gotta say it again.
Don't it sound good when you say it? Like Tessa Thompson.
No,
Tessa. What you doing, Tessa?
That sounds like if you were in fourth grade and you write her name on a notebook, like, you know, Tessa Thompson. Heart.
TT. Got that Audi TT.
TT. Don't make a frowny face.
I think the slap is about to come down.
Did I get the possible smack level two already?
You want a pad and paper to write down her name with TT and the heart over it?
No, I'm good. How you know I haven't already done it? I had weeks to prepare for this. I'm good.
Okay.
Tessa Thompson.
Okay. My number two, I'm going to have to go with. What'd you get right there, Rich?
Whiskey.
Okay. I can't. I wish. My number two.
Like you need some whiskey right now? You feeling like you need a little something to take the edge off?
I just wanted a beer.
Okay.
I'm going to go with something sweet. Mos Def.
Yasiin Bey.
Yes. You go, girl.
And I hope you enjoy that because Yasiin has been known for saying if there was one thing he could make legal, it would be polygamy.
And that is my reason why. I want some sister wives, okay? I want somebody who's going to wash the clothes. I want somebody who's going to clean the kitchen. I want somebody that's going to vacuum the floor.
Don't let me get the clapping.
Don't let me get the clapping. I need some help around the house.
Oh my God, and I am so done.
I need some help.
But you know what? After that Alicia Keys video, you don't know my name? After that video, I was like, yes, yes. Most Def. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she always puts some milk and sugar in his
I would. If I had nothing else to do around the house, if I had to worry about laundry and all that other stuff, I would make some coffee and put milk and sugar in your hot chocolate or whatever you want. Because I would have time and I would have energy.
So what you're saying is...
I can watch that daggone baby.
So you just need a nanny.
You know what?
Need a nanny.
We're gonna get to that topic later. Nanny. She trying to throw these little like outside curves.
Jared helps around the house. She is a big help around the house.
No, that's coming up later.
That's coming up later. I'm just saying.
Most Def is your number two. I respect that.
Just a wife.
Hey,
so, I'm okay with that.
As long as I can get some tickets or something, like we good.
Tickets.
Yeah.
Fine.
It's Rich's turn, you know. That's on me, so.
Pretty
Flocko. I was kind of torn because I had one possible one. I couldn't figure out how to squeeze the rest of these in there, but I think I'm going to go Simone Shepherd.
Oh, he took her.
Simone Shepherd.
Let me shake your hand on that one, sir.
Thank you very much.
So you see how we took this seriously.
Simone Shepherd.
She's a YouTube, Shepherd. Facebook,
Vine
celebrity.
Sorry, I couldn't find Simone Shepherd in your contacts.
Not even Siri.
Exactly.
She said in your contacts.
The fact that you can't find her don't change the fact that she owned the list. I gotta take her off my list because Rich snatched her off.
You gotta do a dance about it?
But first of all, Richard has yet to say anything about this person. So yeah, let's elaborate.
I can jump in here for you anytime you're ready.
No, I need Richard to say.
So I like a lot of her qualities. She has a lot of the same qualities as Renee. She's outspoken. She's funny.
How do you know this?
Rich is trying too hard not to get in trouble.
That's not that I'm trying not to get in trouble.
It's just that I'm stating.
Similarity. Never seen her before.
You've seen her plenty of times. No, she been no, every, you know, King Karan.
Is she in porn?
No. Is she in porn? I mean, she do got the weave of a porn star.
Exactly, right?
She does. She really does, though.
You know King Karan. He makes all of them funny videos. The dude with the hair
and with the beard. Oh yeah.
The girl that's in every video with him.
Oh yeah. He showed me. He goes, I don't know if they're together or not. I'm like, okay, now I know.
Simone Shepherd. Yes, sir.
But she's not even a celebrity, is she, really?
Yes, she's a celebrity. They make a living off those videos.
Are you sure she's not a porn star?
But she's not really attractive.
No.
Oh, look at that. See the hate? See the hate?
I mean, at some point, honestly, when you first meet a person, you got to be attracted to them. That's just how it is. But, I mean, hey, to whatever floats someone's boat,
Y'all's boat, apparently, I guess.
She's funny. She's obviously loyal. She's stuck with her man.
How you know that?
She got a drive, business acumen.
Not according to this photo where she's allegedly with Mike Epps.
Everybody's allegedly with somebody.
Yeah. Okay.
If I pull out the for real photo, y'all say Tammy is allegedly with him too. So.
Okay.
All right. Whose go is it, Renee?
Yes, it is. We're going to go with Lance Gross.
I don't know who that is.
He sounds gross.
You don't know who that is?
That name sounds familiar. I think I know who it is.
I will Google it for you.
Was he in
several movies? And he was in a TV show, America Ferrera.
Our Family Wedding.
But I think he was, yes.
What? Oh, that dude?
Yep.
The Bargain Basement Tay Diggs?
The Bargain Basement Tay Diggs?
You're moving it.
No.
Nothing about him is Bargain Basement.
From the Madea TV show?
Yes.
Yes. I know who that is.
And he's also a photographer in fashion, too. So
really?
Yeah, he's very talented. Yes.
Wasn't he dating Rudy?
No, but he was with old girl from American Next Top Model. They were married. The one with the blonde, short hair, pixie cut.
Eva.
Oh, yes.
Marseille, something like that.
Yeah.
Rudy and Eva? That's bad.
I mean,
Eva. How? They're both beautiful women. Right. What do you mean?
Yo.
Now he a hoe.
Like, the ones that they find beautiful, and then the ones like Simone Shepherd is not that attractive.
No, but she's not though.
Okay.
Did you see that weave?
And that weave.
I've seen the picture. She was on my list. You know, so we know where I stand.
Who you got, Jared? Who you got?
And she only failed to three because she has yet to reveal her sexual preference. It's been kind of up in the air, but I'm with her either way. Janelle Monáe.
Well, she is actually. I believe that she is.
I thought she had a girlfriend.
I believe that she is gay. However, she said she's a girl crush of mine as well.
She would not address it.
I should have had a girl crush list and a. Yeah.
She said she only dates androids. I feel like I fall in that category.
You feel like you're an android?
He's an android. He's definitely an android.
I'm definitely an android.
Oh man.
She seems cool as hell. She's probably definitely smarter than me. So that would be a little intimidating at first, but I think I can get past it. Janelle Monáe. And she can teach me some dance moves. She probably got a nice slap collection. She can help me with
my... She got some nice suits.
She got some suspenders and all that good stuff. She got ties, all that.
And she's natural. Her hair is natural too, right?
She's definitely natural. And she's just beautiful.
She's beautiful.
She is beautiful. I give you high five for that one.
That one's good. That one's good.
Oh!
Hey!
Brandon in the building. With the shirt on.
With the shirt and the cap. Janelle Monáe.
Comes in at number three. Only because we're not sure what side of the
fence. You know who homegirl, who was it before? What was her name again? Shepherd?
Simone Shepherd.
Simone Shepherd looks like Superhead, but before, like, in the porno. I'm sorry. She does, though.
Superhead don't quite have all the same assets that Simone Shepherd does. Simone Shepherd is a little more filled out.
Superhead ain't right.
No, she's not filled out.
Simone Shepherd's filled out.
Oh, he know that she filled out because he even saw pictures of her.
On Facebook, where everybody
filled out.
Bitches.
Okay. Let me see.
Nice. So I guess we
like.
We on a little break while the pizza. And,
is that that's her for
filled
real?
Out? Yes.
I thought she wasn't a fan.
Of what, Dwayne?
Yeah.
No, I'm not, but that's, I'm hungry.
So. This is her filled out?
But how was that classy at all?
But now this
I guess he ain't trying to
her
class.
Looking, like, I guess, thicker.
Fake boobs.
Yeah. Fake boobs? You just say automatically fake?
Yeah.
Hate.
No, those boobs are fake. I mean, but it's trendy nowadays to get plastic surgery because it's so affordable.
Everybody like, I am that. Never once to be a hater on a woman because I feel like women are very beautiful and, you know.
In their own way.
Yeah.
Right.
But this chick right here, it's a lot about her facial features that I'm just like.
They're a little rough.
You could have pissed my ass. Son.
Simone Shepherd.
Well.
No. Hey.
Okay.
Sorry, you up next, right?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
I'm up next. Let's wait for Rich to come back so he can hit a pick.
We ain't in no rush.
I'm going off of memory, too, because it's my phone is in.
Do I have a list in front of me?
The room with Elise.
Do I have a list in front of me?
Okay. All right,
fine. Memorize yours.
Me.
Photographic memory. It's the gravy, hey, baby. I got it all smug. Like, makeup.
All right, Tammy, what you got?
My third pick, I'm going to go with.
I feel like I should be reacting right now.
You should be reacting right now. This is going to be a good one.
I mean, why didn't he write? I think this is mine. What it smells kind of like.
Omari Hardwick.
What?
I think these are.
She like him because he writes little poems and Eric Robinson songs. Why you guys, your faces are helping me, Tammy. You gotta try to hold it in like I'm not.
He said, you got me waking up from a dream I just had about you having a dream about me.
Dumbest shit
I
never heard in my life. See, it's
I can't even say it right.
You can't
say
it without confusing yourself. I'm waking up from a dream about me having a dream about, I don't know. That's the dumbest.
You got me waking up from a dream about you having a dream about me.
That sound like some retarded player shit dudes used to try to pass off back in the day.
Look.
Girl, you got me waking up from a dream.
I just had me.
And the shit don't even make sense.
It just makes sense. Shit.
Amari Hardwick is an attractive guy. I done seen him in a couple things.
Power?
When he present, I ain't seen another episode of Power. But
I haven't seen Power either.
Next Day Air.
Either.
With your other boy.
Next
y'all
Day
seen
Air.
With most
okay,
doubt.
So let's Google this
like,
person
yeah.
as well.
Amari
obviously,
Hardwick.
I'm just you, living under a rock.
You need to Google him immediately.
Amari Hardwick is a pretty man.
He's
a pretty man.
He's pretty.
I can say that.
O-M-A-R-I.
Wait. Omari.
Oh.
There you go. That first one.
Yes, I knew exactly who you were talking about.
Oh, Power.
Yeah. Power.
Ghost.
All
right.
Yeah.
Amari Hardwick.
Yeah, he's a little super muscular for me, but yeah.
I'm hoping that he really isn't that muscular.
I think that he is.
I'm hoping that...
According to those photos.
Right. I'm hoping that he's kind of a little bit softer.
Y'all pardon everybody.
I'm hoping that he's one chicken away from just being a little soft.
One chicken?
Because sometimes you gotta eat a whole chicken.
You gotta eat a whole chicken.
You know how it is.
You know I know how it is.
You eat a whole chicken in one day.
One day? One sitting.
One sitting.
I can eat a little bit more than one chicken in a day.
I can do it in a sitting.
He could do it in a sitting if he didn't have anything else.
Don't test me.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to test you because you're going
to
have to take a chicken.
We can go to Gus's tomorrow.
I need a sister wife to make you a chicken.
What is Gus's?
Gus's fried chicken?
Gus's fried chicken.
Mm-mm. We got to go.
Need some sponsorship, Gus's? I'll shout you out every episode. I swear to God. Where we at, Rich?
All right. This one's going to be a little controversial.
Okay.
I'm lying. Erykah Badu.
Yeah, I love her. Yeah.
Gotta love those Baduisms.
Her albums.
Her albums are awesome.
All of them.
Her body. What?
Come on. What was that?
Her
what was
eyes
that? Window seat?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Window seat.
And obviously, she is doing something to do. Because you get a hold of Erykah and you ain't the same again. Like, Common and Three Stacks. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Somehow.
Colin was wearing crochet pants.
Crochet pants.
Listen.
If a girl can get you to wear crochet pants.
Something's going on there.
Might be.
Andre is on her new album, too. They
might
got
be worth a shot.
Together.
Are they together still?
Uh-uh.
No,
I didn't think they were.
Three
but he's living
been
in Dallas. In the same city as her.
Huh.
But the people she has, kid, because she has a kid with Andre.
Mm-hmm.
She got a kid with Jay Electronica. And one with, I think, D.O.C. Like three of the dopest rappers from all time.
But she Erykah.
Is something about Erykah. They should make it. Forget Cameron. What was her name?
Mm-hmm.
What you got? What's your follow up?
Well, let's see. We already said Pharrell. We've already said Kevin Hart. Lance Gross.
We already said Madea.
Madea. Okay, got it. I'm going to go, we already just kind of mentioned him, Common, but that man right there.
He scares me a little bit.
What? Why?
He's a little too much of a freak. Like, I don't know where his penis has been. It's probably
Erykah,
been.
Though.
Well, yeah, that's true. It's a little
Selena.
Too much.
What's
so,
her name? Selena? Yes.
One of my girlfriends went
Williams,
to his concert.
Serena. Get it together.
Yeah.
He was with Serena Williams?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
For years? What?
Oh,
I didn't
shit.
Know that.
Yeah, she was like,
to
she
Z-100.
Do black dudes. Common got that.
She did with Drake, too. So, I mean, he would have black, so. Does that count?
She was with Drake.
I still feel a little weird about Drake saying nigga sometimes. Like, it just
bothers me. Yeah, I feel like he don't get it. And he's Canadian? No.
Uh-uh.
He's Canadian.
Mm-mm.
But Common.
Common, yeah.
So,
I mean, it's that Chateau.
One of my girlfriends was like,
Swagga.
She went to
a
concert.
Too.
Mm-hmm. And he pulled some girl up on stage and was kind of like grinding on her on stage. And like, I mean, like doing some nasty things on stage to her.
I mean, they got body condoms.
You got to do what you got to do.
That's just, oh my gosh. I was mad at the girl for letting her do like, but like, I just couldn't want to go up
what?
On stage.
I mean,
like
take me on stage.
No.
Like
oh
if it was
God.
For real, you wouldn't be like, okay.
Well.
With a 10-gallon hat.
Well, you know what? Me and him will have a talk about these hats because I'm a little upset that he wearing 10 gallon hats.
I'm for it.
No. I will talk to him about it.
Like, can we make Erica Badu wear the same hats though?
Yeah. So. Can we cut the hats in half? Can we do a 5 gallon hat versus a 10 gallon hat? Can we do something else? Can we do some kind of bucket or something besides this huge hat that you're wearing? But he's into fashion. He's making his own trends.
You know what? I can't even complain about that because I actually like Common.
I like Common back in the day.
That's the universal, you getting old thing when everybody you like. I like the old Common. I like old Eminem. I like original.
Like not for nothing, for Slim Shady used to come hard. Not to change the subject and veer off to the left a little bit, but Slim Shady was pretty fucking good.
He's still with that man when he decides to.
He's still a force to be reckoned with, but that's a conversation for the next segment, so let's try to keep
is
on
track. Is that
a
Eminem segue? What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Or is he on your list or not?
No.
I'm scared he's going to pull a gun on me and put me in the trunk.
Eminem.
Just leave me there for a couple days.
Yeah, but we'll find you because he's going to write a song about it.
That's true.
What you got, Jared? What you got?
I think I'm going I saved her for a bit. I'm going to go with Keira Knightley. That's my white girl on the list.
Okay.
Something about, like, when she talked, when you see her in the movie, she had, like, weird facial expressions, but they're cute.
They're kind of cute.
They're cute.
I'm trying to think of a Keira Knightley movie, and I'm only thinking of the Victorian one. The Victorian ones.
So, Pirates of the Caribbean,
Pride and Prejudice.
Yep. Looking for a stranger at the end of the world. Looking for a friend at the end of the world or something.
Something like that, yeah.
That was Keira Knightley?
Yeah.
A strange friend. Oh, that was her, but what's his name? Okay.
Steve Carell.
Yeah.
She was also in...
I really need some results at Google.
She was in another movie that you and I just watched, too.
She was in Atonement.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Atonement, that's a good one right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for accents.
Oh, yeah, we all know that. With your history.
One person in my history got an accent, and then we go with that. Then you go there.
Because you don't want to pull a history tape. You don't want to do this. Don't do it. Don't make me.
Wait, no.
No, it's not her.
Yeah, I'm like, this is not her.
K-E-I-R-A.
Yeah.
And Knightley's with the K, too. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Gotcha.
The very, very thin.
Tammy, what you got?
I got.
Who's
I'll
your follower?
I'll pull up my white dude. You ready?
I know who's gonna be.
No, you don't. Who do you think it's gonna be?
Who's it gonna be?
Alexander Skarsgård.
I instantly thought McConaughey.
Oh, McConaughey?
No.
You sound like a political pundit. So who is Skarsgård? What the fuck is a Skarsgård?
I feel like I've heard his name before.
You have.
I'm not going to Google it. My phone did, but.
I'm going to tell you who he is. He's Eric Northman.
Eric Northman.
Tarzan.
New Tarzan?
New Tarzan.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Flag on a play.
New Tarzan.
You just said Ghost is a chicken wing away from being too big. But Skarsgård, he's like 3 times his size. That's like a reneg.
No, he's not.
He's just tall.
I saw Tarzan.
He's tall and muscular. But the way that they filmed it made him look like he was like this muscular.
That was his real arm.
Why are you going with the real life vampire and the TV vampire? That's what I don't understand.
Didn't he play?
They shoot.
Was he the same guard that was? No, he wasn't the same guard. And Queen of the Damned. He looked like the white guy who wanted to kill himself, the vampire.
He was on True Blood. He was a beast on True Blood. When he,
see what I'm saying?
When he ripped that dude's dick off at the end. Like that.
So.
That was that right there.
A dick ripper.
He's a dick ripper.
He's a protector.
So Renee got the super short, she got the extra tall. We got to be covering the entire spectrum here. Mm-hmm. Like the super black short and then the extra white tall dude. Like, it's like you can't get further apart. But that's beautiful. Yeah.
He's extra white too, like white. From Sweden.
You got nothing but can't beautiful
can't get no more white than that.
All right, so my last one is a toss-up. Rosario Dawson.
Damn.
Or Taraji Henson.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That is interesting.
I'm more on the Rosario team. Rosario is, yeah. Because she seemed like...
Why you gotta get the eyes, though? I saw your eyes just now. Your eyes went all, like, real slim. Like,
yeah.
Just like that. Just like that, like you just
like when you think about that, it makes you happy. Like,
yeah. I would go with Rosario.
I would go with Rosario too, though.
Nothing against Taraji.
That's what I'm saying. I'm leaning more towards Rosario.
But she's
than
having
Cookie.
Some like real like old lady features going on, and she needs to use some like anti-aging cream or something. I don't know what's going on with her. I'm just like, damn,
Taraji.
Dick. Yeah,
Taraji.
Yeah, she's getting old.
And I really liked.
She's definitely in her 40s.
Mm-hmm.
I really like Rosario Dawson's performances.
Really ratchet in real life.
And Daredevil. And top five. I really liked her in top five.
The two that
I think top five
put her on the list for me are.
You got her too?
7 pounds.
Okay.
7 pounds.
7 pounds was pretty freaking good. That was a good movie.
7 pounds.
These are all movies that he's seen by himself, obviously.
Mm.
What?
I never seen.
Digging a hole, Rick.
7 pounds? 7 pounds was the one with
Will Smith
that make you cry all day.
It made me cry every time I watch it.
So, essentially, he got into a car accident. He was driving, and his wife and child died. So, he basically persecuted himself. He blamed himself, and he basically promised 7 pounds of flesh of his own to 7 different individuals. So,
because he killed 7 people
in
the car accident.
So, basically, he kills himself, and he donates his eyes, his heart, his lungs. That's what I'm saying. It's a real...
Some shit that I can't see.
That's not... Yeah, exactly.
And then, bone marrow.
Top five, we did watch together. With Chris Rock. And she was the reporter recording it.
She put the hot sauce on the tampon.
And she's talking about how she used the tampon and her boyfriend at the time used to make her put it in his butt.
Oh!
We watched that together.
Okay.
And then I watched Daredevil by myself because it was Daredevil.
Yeah, it was Netflix. Dawson. I can't even put her on my list because I still. What pick are we at?
That was the last one.
That was the last one. Am I out of picks already?
We can do your honorable mentions later on.
What did I do? I did Jill.
You got
Tessa.
Jilly from Philly. Tessa.
Janelle Monae. Mm-hmm.
Simone Shepherd.
No.
He removed Simone Shepherd because
I did Keira Knightley. I still got one, right?
I got one. Wait a minute. I think we all still got one. Mm-hmm.
That was my last. That was the last. So it's on you guys.
So it's on you.
Let me watch my chicken wing face.
Chicken wing face.
Wait. Common. Lands.
You got my last. I officially did my last, so I'm out. Everybody else got.
I got to think about this one. Who is it? Who's up? Is you up, Renee?
Renee.
Oh, it's me.
It's Renee Jarrett Tandy.
Tammy get to go last. She's gonna love that.
All right.
Renee doing research.
No. I was revisiting this list that I had to make last minute.
Because
somebody wanted me to be unprepared for today's challenge. But that's okay. When I fall, I land on my feet.
Is it a holiday?
No, it just happens.
It's a game. After every game, pop the fireworks.
So, you know, even with the alleged
Chris Brown
situations, what? Don't disrespect me by saying Chris Brown. With the alleged situations that's going on with him in his life, you know, I pray that it's not the case and it's just some situations going on.
Johnny Depp.
But I'm going to go with Nate Parker.
Huh?
Isn't that his name?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The Birth of a Nation.
Yes. Birth of a Nation or...
it's a movie?
Yes, he just came out with a movie called Birth of a Nation. He was also in...
I'm picturing Lance Grossman.
The Great Debaters.
Mm-hmm. Didn't see that either.
You didn't see The Great Debaters? Oh my God, you love that fucking movie.
Nate really? Parker.
No offense. No, it was with...
Wasn't he also... Lights? Lights, that movie?
I'm going to show you a picture of him. Lights?
Yeah, so now he's dealing with it. But he got acquitted of that.
He did?
He got acquitted. He got acquitted, and the other guy who was charged with him got convicted, and then it got overturned.
Oh.
I'm not saying I'm a Nate Parker apologist, because that's like.
Yeah, he just did that movie with the girl that you refused to watch the end of with me, something lights. All of the lights, put the lights out.
Oh, yeah, the one with the, like, the little pop
with the crazy
star.
Girl,
yeah.
With that little scene on the plane, I remember that.
He was good in Great Debaters.
He was awesome in Great Debaters.
He was good in Great Debaters.
He'd make you put him on your list, too, in Great Debaters.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
The way you said, oh, yeah.
What? Oh, I'm just being honest. His dominant, you know, characteristics in that movie. What? We supposed to say bullet points, right?
I'm
just saying the reasoning why is not about just being attractive. It's about, like, you know, what people stand for.
Ain't
so.
You think he attractive? Damn.
People on your list that you not think were attractive? I mean, we could revisit this Simone person. Because obviously.
They keep running back to Simone.
No, there's so many.
First of all,
there is so many attractive yet.
You like Kevin Hart because he's funny.
No, he's attractive as well.
Like Simone, but she's attractive.
But she's not a comedian.
She's not.
She is a comedian.
Like a legitimate comedian?
Yes.
That's how she makes her living.
She got HBO specials?
Is that the measure of the
legitimacy?
She
has
videos that are uploaded on Facebook and YouTube.
They just released the movie, DVD. Direct to digital. Her and King Karan.
Direct to digital, though.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not shitting on her progression. You know, you do your boo. But those facial features, I just can't. I'm just questioning
it
all.
She could progress and, like, start out with the YouTube videos and then go higher and higher.
She could. She can definitely make it. You go, girl. I just hope that she makes it and just eliminates the lace fronts. Like, no.
I need to watch one of her videos then.
We do. Maybe we're just not, you know, buying into the bullshit. But yeah.
Who's your anchor, Derek? Who's your anchor?
Man, it's a lot of places. It's two that I have that I can't. I think I'm going to pull one of your moves and do a toss-up for this one. And you're probably going to get your phone ready because you're going to need to Google these.
Really? Gosh. I need to...
Probably not. But okay. I think my toss-up is going to be Melanie Fiona and Andra Day. Those are my toss-up. I'm not sure which one I would.
Melanie Fiona, I know. Andra Day, I feel like I do know.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm so retarded. I don't even know why I Googled this. Yeah, she is beautiful. I like her.
And her voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then I listen to, like, the commentary.
Did you say Andra Day?
Andra Day.
A-N-D-R-A. Yeah, she's, like, slowly becoming, like, a big star. But if she wears those hoop earrings one more time.
All I did was
yank them.
I saw her in that commercial with
Stevie Wonder.
That Christmas time, like, I need to know. Who that is? I need to know.
Oh, that's what you were saying in the back of your mind?
That's exactly what I was saying.
You need to know who that is?
I need to know.
I didn't even see that commercial.
As many times we see that commercial, all of a sudden now it comes out.
And I figured it out. I figured it out back then that that's Andra Day. And then when we were going through this list, I'm like, you know what?
Her voice is incredible, too.
Her voice is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Her voice is incredible. Melanie Fiona be getting me with that little,
that's
my shit right there.
She's so retro.
CeeLo Green. Mm-hmm.
CeeLo Green.
So a girl who I follow on Snapchat, they're actually friends with her, and she seems real down to earth and real cool and real chill.
All right, so Andra Day gets the spot. Melanie Fiona is definitely an honorable mention, because I think if she put that little at the end of any, she could be like, Jared, I'm leaving you. I'm like, go.
Just go ahead.
Who's your anchor, Tammy? Who's your anchor?
There's so many people that I have on this list. I can go with a white dude again.
I call bullshit. I guess so many people.
I can list them out right now.
Go bust it down then.
This clip she got on here, and that's how she, like, is on stage. Like,
really?
With that clip.
Oh, that's nice. I mean, I had dudes. I had Ryan Gosling. I had Ryan Reynolds. I had Jake Gyllenhaal on my list.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
You know what? What's the name of that last movie?
Southpaw?
Not Southpaw. The other one.
He went full retard in Southpaw. When he not supposed to go not, full. He went he full retarded.
He did not go full retarded.
He went full retarded in South Park.
He did not.
There's no reason for that man to act that dumb in that movie.
Nightcrawler.
Nightcrawler.
I didn't see Nightcrawler.
Come on,
he looked weird in Nightcrawler, so I didn't want to see
him. If you think he went full retard in Southpaw, he looked like a psychopath in Nightcrawler.
That's why I didn't want to watch him.
He went full retard in
He did not.
He went full retard.
In Southpaw?
He definitely did.
He did not.
I believe he did.
No, he didn't.
Well, which one is it? Is this a toss-up? You just running through a list of
what was that one movie he played in, and it, like they kept like redoing the scene? Well, not the scene, but like he it was only his brain that was alive, but everything else was like dead.
Butterfly effect? That wasn't even him.
That was Ashton.
It was an accident that happened on the train, and how was he going to prevent it? But then he did.
Yeah, oh.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was a good ass movie. When you got to the end, you were like,
you know, I never got to the end of that movie. Stuff kept happening over and over again.
And it pissed you off.
And I fell asleep.
No, you gotta watch that movie. It was really good.
I fall asleep on movies.
I give you Ryan Reynolds, though. That's my boy.
I do like Ryan Reynolds.
He could be my anchor.
Ryan Gosling, though, come on. Come on, man.
Crazy Stupid Love.
Did I like you see him how too. He seems like he's. Movie? He seems like he's probably hilarious.
Oh, so now it's okay to be, you know, to be attracted to their movie personas. Now it's cool. Like, when I did it, it was like, nah, but that's just how she is in the movie. But Ryan Gosling, you can pull a character out your ass, and that's what you like. I see. It's cool.
I don't think he's the same caliber as the...
I think Ryan Gosling made a bit... I don't know. Ryan Gosling and the Jack guy, they kind of look alike. Like they could be
cousins.
Whatever
happened to the Cruel Intentions, dude?
Ryan Phillippe?
Yeah, Phillippe. After he beat up somebody.
What did happen to Ryan Phillippe?
He kind of fell off.
He
divorced from Reese Witherspoon.
Didn't he get like, did they have like a domestic
I don't think
issue?
They did. No. I think he might have had.
What was that movie
Danny.
That he did when he was a computer hacker? Was it Antitrust?
His spouse is Reese Witherspoon?
Was.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I was. 2007. They got divorced. She was like, son.
Cruel Intentions.
Sorry.
I wanted to be Ryan Phillippe after Cruel.
And Reese Witherspoon was in Cruel Intentions. Mm-hmm. Is that how they got together?
Probably.
My favorite is Antitrust that he did. Antitrust was a dope ass movie.
I wanted to be Ryan Phillippe.
All right, well, seems like we made it through that segment with no smacking.
Ryan gets smacked.
I guess I can go ahead and go with Ryan Reynolds as my anchor. But I was really going to say Don Cheadle.
Don motherfucking Cheadle.
Nigga. Don Cheadle.
War Machine.
That's very interesting.
You chose
all
War Machine?
Yes. All those movies. He is an amazing actor. Amazing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don motherfucking Cheadle.
It was my favorite. Well, Crash.
Crash.
Definitely is in there. And that one he did with the dude that makes the stupid movies.
Jonah Hill?
Only movies I
Will
even
Ferrell?
Remember off the top of my head real quick that him doing Iron Man and Hotel Rwanda.
That sounds like Blood Diamonds.
Adam Sandler? The one he and Adam Sandler did. Where Adam Sandler was crazy.
The most recent
remember
movie
that, one?
That he was just in.
Was he in another movie?
He was just
Rain
in
Over
the most
Me.
Recent
Rain
movie.
Over Me, yes.
That we went to
that
the show
good.
To go see.
He did some other movie
I remember
that I liked a lot.
The Marvel
that was
movies, the Superman movie, because he played War Machine.
Yeah, okay.
Lead actor in the movie, and I cannot think of the name of it, but they thought he was a traitor to America because he was born in another country, That was like one of my favorite movies of his. Between that and Rain Over Me with Adam Sandler. He's a really good actor. You gotta say it again?
I did. I had a flashback.
All right, so I'm gonna stop it there. There's a lot more to that conversation. We'll probably put the audio of that out at some point. It gets a little personal toward the end, so I don't know. But yeah, that's gonna do it for today's episode. Definitely hit us up on all your social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. We're going to have the accompanying videos for the podcast going up on YouTube shortly, so be on the lookout for that. We just got a lot of interesting content headed your way. We'll probably start doing episodes 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So, keep an eye out for those as well. And again, you know, thank you for listening. Tell a friend. All right, peace.